Yeah, we are. Yeah, welcome to the buzz. Get you one more. You know, I was supposed to be gone for 7 weeks in a row.
Shake. How many years we've been doing it?
This is our 13th.
Okay. And in the past 12 years, you've never been here at this point.
Right, in the spring. I was supposed to be gone for 7 in a row. Right now, this would be week 5. We should be in Princeton right now.
Yep.
That's the tough part of this for me and my kids, I believe, is that every weekend we know where we should be. We just need to get this season behind us.
Right.
So we can move forward. You know? It's tough. Tough on the kids. Good morning, everybody. How you doing out there? Tyler, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Hanging in there, Tyler.
A little chilly.
Yeah, it is.
You didn't go fishing today, did you?
No.
You catch anything since we saw you last?
Oh, yeah. I'm catching odd fish, you know, just fishing the river. Big suckers, dace, the whole works. Right in the flood.
No trout?
No trout. That's fine. Catching fish right now, sitting on the bank.
Tell you, I'm turning into a movie watcher.
Oh, my God.
So that's
Isn't that something?
I've got some good movies, so I'm going to go over them quick.
So you on Netflix?
I don't know. They do it. Ian and Rebarb does. I don't even know how to turn them on. So the first movie was Spencer Confidential with Wahlberg. Really good movie.
Spencer Confidential.
Yep. Really good movie. He gets out of prison. Kind of like the old Bronson movies. The old Death Wish.
Yeah.
Like he's taking matters into his own hands. Although he was a cop. Second Act, another good movie. J-Lo, really good movie. Ride Along, funny movie. Ride Along is one you got to watch.
What is?
It's very low budgeted.
Yeah.
And you know the actor. It's like, not Ice-T, but.
It's Kevin Hart and Ice Cube.
Ice Cube,
yes,
there you go. I was going to say
think
Puff
I've
Daddy.
Seen that, yeah. It's
oh,
funny.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And then last night we watched Joyful Noise. If you like music, Dolly Parton and Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So those are the movies that we watched this week that I just remembered. We're watching this new series called Ozarks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that's something. That money and just unbelievable.
It's a combination of Deliverance, Mafia movie. It's just so much going on.
How far into it did you get?
I don't know, but they keep staying up later and later. It's not they. It's my bride's just totally hooked on it.
I just finished the third season a couple weeks ago. It's really good.
No, we've probably watched like 8 episodes. So there's 3 seasons of this crap?
So far, yeah. They've done 3. That's all that's on Netflix right now. I think they'll probably make a 4th, but I'm not sure.
All right, well, that's what we're into anyways.
So have you watched the movie Green Book?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a pianist or nothing, but I thought that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, the guy was good.
Yeah.
That was a good story.
Yeah.
The guy chauffeured him around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was like, you know, they came together or whatever at the end.
Yeah,
there.
They became buddies.
Boy, he could really throw some tunes there when they walked into that bar there, and he did it for free. Remember that?
Yeah.
When they got kicked out of one, boy, he put on a show. He said, gee.
All right, so we had John Daly on last week, and just the craziest thing was I compared him to Tom Dempsey, the field goal kicker, and Tom passed away on Sunday from the coronavirus after we just talked about him on Saturday.
Yeah.
I actually sent John a text. We lost Al Kaline this week at age 85. We lost Tom Dempsey.
Ever use one of them bats?
What?
LK line bats?
Thicker handle?
No, thinner.
It was?
Way thinner. Big head, thin handle. I remember I had an LK line bat. It was wood.
See, I used Ralph Garr. I had the knob. Seriously. Bummer used Ty Cobb, I believe. It was a really thick handled one. Dole used Wally Moon. Wally Moon was the bat.
Yeah.
I heard
him say Wally Moon.
The thing was about as narrow as that pen right there, that handle. He broke a few bats.
Yeah. Didn't take much to break them.
So who was it? Al Kaline is the bat you used?
I did when I was using a wood bat.
We used to go up to Tommy Keen and buy them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I always bought a couple.
Actually, I think I might have bought this one at Rich's.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. He had a coupon.
Yeah.
So anyways, John was great last week, and so was our favorite nurse. On the virus, just quick, we had a lot happen this week with the virus. I just heard it's like 19,000 people, 2,100 people died yesterday in our country from the virus. But we had it close to home. One of Barb's high school classmates, both parents were in a assisted living, and they got tested for the virus. The mother tested positive. The father tested negative. So they split them apart. The father died on Thursday. The mother died on Saturday.
Ah.
They both had it, and you know, negative, positive yeah. test. So they had the double funeral this week. And Barb's aunt Dorothy is in assisted living. Her roommate died from it. Now she has it, and she's not going to make it. Like, it's just, you know, it's creeping in there. You know, it's getting right.
Well, that's one of the
crazy
worst places to get into, right yep. there. You know.
Well, they can't get her aunt to the hospital. They don't. She's going to stay right there, and her daughter's a nurse. Her daughter can't even get in to see her, just like you said last week.
Right.
You know, the hard part of this is you get this, and no one can come to see you. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So you know, it's getting closer to our house. I know that we're doing what we can. What do we have? We had a driveway happy hour last night. Right? The neighbors come out, stand in our driveways, have a drink. It's just like I said to my neighbor. I said, when this breaks, you're not going to see me for a year because we're sick of each other. They're the only people we really do anything with, right?
Right.
They'll come over and sit around the fire 10 feet from you. You know, their kids are young. It's awkward. You know, it's awkward. I think every family has another family that they hang with. That just seems to be the way, you know. I think all our friends are doing it that way, and you know, like Trey, can our friends come over? No,
no.
One of them even said, "I'll sit outside." I said, "You'll sleep outside." Right? you just can't
right,
do it.
You can't do it.
You can't do it.
So, and that's helping.
It seems
it's
to
all
be
helping.
It seems to be. Yeah, we just gotta. I was thinking about it. You just gotta stay in your own state, don't you? If you're from New Hampshire, just
right.
stay in your own state. Right.
Right. Well, that's what's happening. They're creeping up. Creeping into states. You know, like we're close to Vermont, and that's been fine. But when you take, what is it?
You can't go into Rhode Island. Rhode Island's not allowing anybody.
Right. But Massachusetts and, you know, they got a border right there. They can,
yeah. I mean, everybody's on the border.
Right.
And you got the golf courses. They're still not opening, which I don't really see that, but listen, I'm not in the golf course business, right? I mean, I don't really play that much golf anymore. Obviously, I'm a coach, but it just makes sense to me that you could do the golf if you could figure out the payment system. And I know it's marked May 4th now is the date that they say they're going to let them open courses.
How is the payment system so difficult? How is that difficult?
Just handling the money. I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean? They handle it every day in the gas station.
I'm just telling you what they're saying.
That's what I'm saying. You
gotta,
could have a guy sit right in the booth. Okay.
You got to have a window or something.
Right.
Right? You got to have a drive up.
Right. I think it's easy.
I mean, I think if you did it without carts, I think carts just puts another element into it.
Right.
Honestly. You can't have four carts out there in one group. Right. Four of us are going to go. We each need our own cart. That doesn't make any sense. I think if you could walk, you get out there and you walk.
You walk it and play what you can. At least you're out playing.
Because honestly, whatever. If you think about it, it's exercise. It's peace of mind. You're actually getting to, you know, talk to somebody else.
Yeah.
And golf is actually the least of it, right? It's irrelevant.
Right.
Golf's irrelevant. Like, you're not really going to put the ball in the hole. Like they
yeah.
said last week, you're not going to rake the bunker. It's kind of like you're playing your version of the version of golf that you would like to play. You never
right.
have to put the ball in the hole, and you can take a preferred lie in a bunker. I mean, that's like fantasy golf. So the golf's irrelevant, but I just feel like so many more people could do that and just you know, like I just heard the guy on Greg's show, Coleman. Do you know him, the fishing game guy, Coleman?
No.
Out in Enfield Center? I assume he was fishing game. Maybe he's retired. He just said everybody's fishing right now. Like, it's fishing's big right now.
People, oh, yeah. Getting... Is it Coleman or Dakey?
His first name was Coleman.
Oh, okay. Well, I just said that because Tom Dakey just retired when you said retired.
Huh. I thought, the way I took it, he was a game warden. Yeah. He was a well-spoken guy. Talked right. about fishing and...
Well, what's the matter with that?
What?
The fishing.
Oh, no. He just said it's... He went over. He knew everything. He talked about, you know, you could... I didn't realize you could hunt coyotes all year round.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, coyotes, you don't need a special tag.
Coyotes and wild boar.
Yeah, they're free.
So my question would have been to him, can we literally shoot coyotes at night? Because I know everybody shoots them at night.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to shoot them at night?
Yeah.
We can shoot coyotes at night, but not deer.
Right. Because coyote isn't a game animal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like deer, there's a season for it.
They manage the herds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good answer. okay, so they canceled all the golf, but they shifted around. PGA, we have this. This is definite. The PGA Championship's going to be in August. The U.S. Open's going to be in September. And the following week is the Ryder Cup. And then November 12th through 15th is the Masters at Augusta National, just like we had said. So it's going to be different. It's not going to be green, right? We talked about it last week.
Right.
You know, and the guy gave us a good call last week about Wimbledon. And the reason they did cancel Wimbledon altogether, one of the reasons is, like he talked about, they don't want to manicure that grass the whole summer long.
Right.
They build it up for the tournament. It'd be too much. Right? Yep. So that was one of the reasons why they did cancel Wimbledon. So at 11 o'clock today, after 11 o'clock break, we're going to have our Maddie McCorkle, the standout athlete from Hanover High School. I feel like she has to be one of the best all-around female athletes ever in the Upper Valley. I mean, standout. Would have been, I guess she would have been player of the year if Becky Wright wasn't in town in basketball. She's going to Duke to play lacrosse. We had her on, I believe, 2 years ago we had her on.
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to try to do, Woody, is feature a senior athlete every week. Now until school ends, till graduation comes. Like next week, we'll try to get Becky Wright on, and then we'll graduate over to a couple guys, and you know, just see what they're doing, where they're headed, and you know, talk about their careers and stuff. I just think that'd be a good thing to do. All right, you're listening to The Buzz. We're live from the Claremont Ford Studio. What is it? The Giant? The Ford Giant? Claremont
is that
Ford?
What it is?
Yeah, the Ford Giant. 888-299-3151 is the Allen's Vending Hotline. You listen to The Buzz with Richard Woodruff.
Give us a call. Bam! Fire. Fire. I mean, it was...
Shaka Khan? Hey, welcome back to The Buzz, Richard Woody. Okay, so, you know, I talk about the program that I'm on, the weight loss program. Had a guy sign up, Frank signed
really?
Up last week.
Still
right
going.
After the show. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give away the Ignite kit, the kit that I use. Next week, I'm going to give away the kit to somebody who can't afford it, who wants to do it, right? It's cost $360. I'll buy it for you. I'll send it to your house. It's just so simple, and you'll lose between 15 and 25 pounds in the 30 days. If you don't, then you didn't follow the plan. It's that simple, really. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to field emails. I want you to send me an email. Tell me why you would like to do this diet. I'm going to pick one person next Saturday. Just send it to the, uppervalleybuzz@gmail.com. UpperValleyBuzz@gmail.com. Just write me. I'm not going to read them on the air. I'm just going to read them myself. I'm the only one who's going to see them. I want to get somebody a kit because I know a lot of people are curious, and I know this is a tough time, and people don't have as much money as we would like, not even close, actually. I don't have a problem buying somebody a kit. I've bought a few. And everybody that I have is overachieved, and it will be no different for you. And it's not a big deal. I'm happy to do it, quite honestly. Tom Brady was on Howard Stern this week. This is amazing. He couldn't answer who his favorite receivers were, but he could tell us about his troubles with his marriage and his wife. And I knew his bride had something to do with him leaving.
Oh, really?
He kind of threw her under the bus. He just said a couple of years ago, you know, she wrote him a letter, tell him he wasn't doing his part. He's totally gone off the Patriot way. He's off the grid now. Talked about that. Talked about how he knew he was going to leave the Patriots before last season started. Like, those are things we don't need to hear. I mean, personally, I don't care. I'm not a diehard Pats fan. I like the Patriots. But I know that Patriots fans take this stuff personally. Like, you know, it's just...
How did he know he was leaving after 20 years?
Because he didn't get the extension. Like, he wanted time. He wanted more time. Belichick wasn't going to give it to him. He wanted a longer contract. That's what it was. Remember last week I thought it was the money. It's about the length of the contract.
Why wouldn't they do it for him? Just give him that time and have a backup in there working for him. I mean, what are you talking, 3 years?
That's the Belichick way, though. I know. Yeah. It's about him.
Well, he might have wanted to bend a little bit.
I know, but he doesn't. I mean, he sat down Malcolm Butler, cost us the Super Bowl. I mean, come on. So Brady, I can't imagine what it was like for him to go home after Howard Stern, after he throws his wife under the bus. Everybody heard that interview.
Right.
It was funny. I didn't hear it, but a bunch of New York Giant fans from Jersey were texting me saying, he's a class act. Like, and now the guy's going, he's still a cheater. Like, it went back and forth. But, yeah, so he did a two-hour interview with Howard Stern. He was spilling the beans, apparently. All right, what'd you want to ask me about boxing?
Well, the other night there, and I think it was on ESPN2, they had Muhammad Ali on there.
Yeah.
And it showed him winning the... I guess, you know, he took the title, and then he lost, and then he took it back, then he lost. And this was the third one when he fought Spinks, I think it was.
Leon Spinks?
Was it Spinks?
Was it the Frazier one? Because I was watching that.
Yeah, it was the Frazier one. I had him mixed. Watched that. He beat him. Got it back. And then they rolled into Tyson. And I watched, like, Ali, you watch his, took forever to get through three. And Tyson did three in 10 minutes. It was like, this guy, Tyson... Muhammad Ali would have never beat him, ever.
Buster Douglas did.
I don't care. That's because he didn't train for 3 years or whatever. That was in the part of his career that this happened. But I'm telling you, Ali couldn't have never beat Tyson.
I think you get a big debate on that.
Well, I don't care.
Call us, 888-299-3151.
I'm telling you, and I'm not just talking about... He had, what was it, Tyler, 32? He was 32 in all, and 16 of them were knockouts in the first round.
Yeah, something like that. Tyson never really let people...
This guy got inside of you, and he didn't let up for 10 rounds.
I was surprised watching it, because obviously I wasn't around to see him beforehand. I thought Ali, he looked... It was weird. He stood, like, straight up all the time and looked like he was just trying to take
punches. He didn't care. He come walking into you, and he says, hit me, because I'm coming in to knock you out. I don't care. I mean, I watched Tyson fight, and you just forget how vicious this guy was.
Yeah.
Who was it, Tyler? Reddick, that he took the title from when he was 20 years old?
Tyson? I can check. I didn't see that part.
Yeah. He walked in his first title fight. He hit this guy, and he went flat. And this guy, you know, he bounced right back up, and he looked at him, shook his head, and said, you didn't really hurt me. Tyson walked into him into that round, and they just got in close. And all of a sudden, Tyson backed off, and that guy went down. It's the only fighter I've seen in boxing hit three sides of the ring before he went down. I ain't kidding you.
It was Trevor Berbick.
Berbick, yes. Did you see that, Tyler? He hit three sides of the ring?
No, I didn't catch that one. I saw the Ali 13-round fight and left after that one. I didn't see the Tyson stuff.
He hit this guy with a short, quick one, uppercut. And he went down on his knee, tried to get up, and he fell backwards right into the ropes. He got back up, stumbled over to the other side of the, over to the corner of the other ring there, and down he went again. He got back up quick, and then he went completely across the ring and fell out.
Do you ever see were they showing Ali when he was at press conferences hollering, "Timber!" when he'd knock people out? Did you ever
Yeah.
Huh?
He was doing the rope. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's no way. Mike Tyson went into a ring there, and he knocked guy out in the first round. A reporter says, "Hey, Mike, did you know your shoe was untied?" He says, "Yeah." "How come?" He said, "I weren't going to be in here that long."
Oh, my God.
Mike. I mean, if Don King didn't get a hold of that fella, he'd have been something to... If he had a little direction at the time, I mean, he would have... Whoa.
All good things come to an end.
Yeah, they did.
Right?
Yeah.
He was... What did he do? Went to Miss America pageant. Got trouble, didn't he?
I think so.
I think he did, yeah. They had a big auction this week. Lou Gehrig bat. You're going to love this. 1922 used Lou Gehrig bat went for $1.25 million. He sent this bat to Hillerich and Bradley, who made Louisville Sluggers when he joined the Yankees in 1924. He wanted them to model the bat for going forward. That was the bat that he used. This is what he told them. "I like the specs. I like the length. I like the weight and how this bat was created in the factory." That was April 22nd, 1925, my wife's birthday of all. So they started making him his bat, and it went for $1.25 million this week. The most he'd ever got for a bat was $400,000 of Lou Gehrig, so that was a record breaker. Babe Ruth's first home run, his bat, went for $1.3 million. Gehrig worn jersey went for $870,000. In 1937, multiple game jersey. So back in the 30s, they got four jerseys, two away, two home for the year. He had a multiple worn jersey that went for $2.58 million. How about that?
Where's all this stuff coming from?
I don't know. Some auction house.
How do they prove that that's Babe Ruth's first first home run that he hit with that?
Here we go. That's like the guy someone said to me, "Did you know who George Washington was?"
Like, I know, but how do you know that was? I mean, that's a long time ago.
I understand. It's obviously been passed around.
Right.
Those bats that Lou Gehrig used, if you see it, really dark. Really a dark. I don't know if they stained it or what it was, but the picture that I saw of the bat was really dark, like different.
Huh.
Not a black bat, just like...
No,
like
just a dark stain.
Like it had a tan, you know what I mean? It's like it was darker.
Huh.
I mean, I can't imagine time did that, but I guess time could have done that. I don't know, but someone could look that up, but...
I'd like to take a look at some of them bats. I'll never see them. But I mean... These guys in the major leagues, when they get bats, they're looking at the grains.
Right.
And they want, like, four or five grains, and that's it in the bat.
Yeah.
I mean, to have a good bat, I'd
just
like to
see... Did you
ever
bone your bat? Dole used to do that.
Well, I used aluminum, so it didn't really work that good.
I know, I love the wooden bat.
Oh.
I love... Listen, we talked about it. Like, I had the Ralph Garr. I didn't play with a home run bat.
But when I played, they were boning them.
Yeah.
They'd have big bone and just run it on them.
Doe would do that, too. So what we're talking about is you take it, like, literally, you could take a bone.
Yeah.
And you would take it where you want to hit the ball, right where the grain is, where the strongest part of the bat, right, which is, if you have the trademark up, it would be to your left, right? That was always the strong, at least that's what they told us. And so you would just take a bone and you would bone the bat down. And, I mean, it was legal. I mean, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't like we were corking them.
You weren't, Yeah.
But the sound of the wooden bat,
oh,
that crack.
There ain't no doubt. You get somebody that's tattooing the ball with a wooden bat, and it's a whole different sound than just regular.
Yeah, well, you hear it on TV.
Yeah. Yep. So, like an ash bat, they hit on the edge of the grain, and a maple bat, they don't, I don't believe.
Old hickory?
Hickory? Yeah.
Redwood.
Boy Wonder. All right. Natural.
Listen to the buzz. Richard Woodrow, 888-299-3151.
Let's get the calls coming. Bam!
Hey, welcome to the bus. Yes, it rains down in Africa. Anybody have a new appreciation for teachers out there? All the homeschool parents all of a sudden? think they still think they're underpaid? I bet we don't. Man, there's a lot of little kids home. We don't even think of that.
No.
What about all these grade school kids, these kindergartners, they're all at home. Whew.
Now, are they being schooled somehow?
Yeah.
They drop papers off on your front door and you have to do them.
I told my neighbor after this is over, he won't see me for a year because I'll be sick of him. He'll be sick of me. I get to go see some. Speaking of my neighbor, so his company just came out with a bunch of test kits. They just delivered 2 million this week at $30,000 a unit. That's $60 billion. And they have orders for 130 million more. I can't even add that high.
No.
So one test kit, you know, the hardware and stuff, costs $30,000. That's not the strips, the test strips or anything like that.
That's just a machine.
Yeah.
Probably going to retire.
Well, we in the wrong biz. Well, he said, imagine the commission on that for the salesman. NBA Hall of Fame this week. Kobe, Kevin Garnett, Timmy Duncan, Rudy T, Kim Mulkey, Tamika Catchings, Eddie Sutton. I didn't realize Eddie Sutton won 806 games, only lost 326. Now, the thing about Kobe and KG, both guys came right out of high school.
Yep.
Played in the pros, right?
Yep.
And there are two great players left in the NBA who came out of high school who possibly could go in together, and that would be LeBron and Dwight Howard. And I looked up other great high school guys who came out of high school. There weren't that many, but in 1974, the first one to do it was Moses Malone. He started in the ABA, and then he came and played 19 seasons in the NBA. He won 3 MVPs. So anybody who was disputing me how good Moses was a couple weeks ago, I didn't realize he won 3 MVPs. He played 19 years. I think he led the league in rebounding 8 times. He was a ridiculous amount of all-star.
Team did he start with? In the NBA.
He played for a bunch of teams. I'm not sure the first team that he came to. I know Houston and Philly were two of the main teams that he played for. Tracy McGrady came out of high school. Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp actually enrolled in the college but never went. Daryl Dawkins. And Jermaine O'Neal. Those are the really good players who came right out of high school. Then they put the old one and done in. For a while there, you had to go for a couple years, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then now it's one and done. They got to do away with the one and done. One and done it's meaningless.
Right.
All that's doing is making colleges money is what it's doing, if you actually think about it.
These 3 years?
1 year. They come
I know.
One
you
year.
Think 3 years would be the answer?
I mean, I don't really know how you could put anything on it. Well, I don't think any years. I think if you either go to college or you don't. Like,
right.
You shouldn't have to make a kid go to college. I know they're paying for it, but college isn't for everybody. These guys, they're taking another year off their earnings. I mean, they could be making millions of dollars, and they got to go to college for a year. Who does that make sense to?
I can't even imagine. Well, I can't even imagine going out of, high school right into the NBA.
Right. I can't either. So there's got to be a system where you go to a camp, right?
Yeah.
And then they tell you, are you going to get drafted? And if you're going to get drafted, then you make the decision. If you're not going to get drafted, you should know what that decision is, that you need to go to college.
Right.
Or you need to play in a developmental league or something. But I've never really thought about the one and done. I mean, I never agreed with it. And then when Coach K started doing it, then it just ruined it for me, honestly. Everybody's doing what the other guy's doing. We don't fall in love with players anymore because we don't know them. You know, I know they're showing a lot of highlights, and I haven't watched a ton of games on TV replays, but if you ever just come across one of those old Final Fours, you knew every guy on every team.
Yeah.
Right? The old NC State teams and, the old Duke teams, Hurley and Christian Laettner, Grant Hill, all those guys.
I think these guys put too much too much into, the combines and
right.
stuff. I mean, a guy comes out, he's off running by a second. It's like...
I know. Well, we definitely over... You know what it is? It's just you got to justify what you're doing.
Right? Right.
Everybody's overdoing everything. This virus is a great example. Everybody's going way beyond what we need to be doing, right? Everybody wants to be on Zoom. Everybody, they want you to do this. They want you to do that. I mean, we just got to get through this. Right? Get it behind us. We don't need to do anything extra. It's just people feel like, I guess, they justify in their job. I don't know. I mean, I'm still doing my job. I'm doing the exact same thing I'd be doing if I was sitting in my office, right? Nothing changes for me. I'm fortunate in that regard.
Trying to think, some of the colleges are claiming bankruptcy. Ain't going to be able to have sports or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
100% it is. Yeah.
These colleges and, Ohio State wasn't one of them, but there was one that they play. I mean, how do they not, because they missed the Final Four and all this and that, now they don't
have... Well, we talked about it last week. So each of those schools got, what was it, 200 and... So the total pie, the big pie...
Yeah.
The big pie this year, because basketball wasn't played, was $275 million short of what it normally would have been. They were expecting $600 million to split amongst all the schools.
Okay.
And it didn't happen.
What about the year before? Where does $300 million go?
I heard this the other day. Let's just say, I don't know if it was Texas. This is University of Texas, right? University of Texas football games, they get a 90,000 game. People sit in the stands, whatever it is. And the TV revenues, they bring all the millions of dollars in. Say they bring in $50 million to the program. The other 11 sports in that school lose money, right?
Yeah.
So this pays for that. You just think about it. You get on the road. You got to take 25 kids on the road for a weekend series in baseball. That's expensive, It's and the bigger the teams, the more it costs. And, it's just, there's just so much to it. And, all these teams have so many coaches. I mean, football's got more coaches than it does players now in college, for crying out loud. There are going to be some schools that probably have to shut it down, honestly. There's going to be a lot of sports programs cut. I can tell you that. I don't know how long that will last, but, everybody's trimming. They're asking us to dig down, see what we can do. I've come up with a few plans that I could make it work if I need to cut my budget. But I have a small team. It's easy for me to do. I have 9 kids and me.
Right.
Right? But that being said, we also, Dartmouth, I think I heard it was like this term, and I could be wrong, but they lost $13 million just in room and board to not have this semester. So think about that. And I know everybody thinks Dartmouth's loaded and they got billions in the endowment and all that, but still no one wants to lose money.
Right.
That's just normal.
Yeah.
Dartmouth will recover from this, and a lot of schools will. But there'll be some that won't, unfortunately. The longer this goes, we just canceled graduation up there. Graduation isn't until June, So it's everybody's forecasting this. My advice is let's just hold off. I know you can't hold off on graduation. There's so much...
right.
goes into it. Plans and hotels and this and that. I understand that. But let's just hold off on some of this other stuff, right? We're in April, what are we, April 9th now?
Yeah.
Right? I think we just have that little bit of hope in the back of our mind. It might be fool's gold, right? It could be fool's gold. Like, I feel like, I'd like to think we're out doing stuff in June, right?
Right.
That's what I'm trying to be, think that could happen. I don't know if it can. They say tomorrow is going to be like the peak of this for what where we are right now.
Right.
You know, we had 2,100 people died yesterday in the country. You know, it's just like...
So how's this, like, affect you and your team? Like, you had freshmen coming in this year that you haven't even, you know.
Right.
And then now you lose your whole seat. You got another group of freshmen coming in. What's this do to your team? I mean, does somebody not make it?
No. So the seniors graduate. They're gone. Two seniors leave, two freshmen come. Might even have a third. I might have a walk-on this year. And see, I don't even know if that's going to get to happen because of the budget. There was another kid who got in on his own who's a really good player. So basically, my freshmen from this year right now, they're going to be freshmen again. So, like, I'm going to have... Because they really didn't get to play.
Right.
Right? One of my freshmen got hurt in the fall. He didn't get to play in the fall. And the other kid got thrown into the mix because things happen. But... This is the season, right? We were going to play 6 out of 7 weeks.
Right.
This was it for my kids. They were going to get it. Everybody was going to get to play. We were down a couple guys. Everybody was going to get to play. It was going to be a grind, right? Gone 5-6 weeks in a row. That's not easy. So now they come in. It's going to be like I have 4 freshmen next year instead of 2, right?
Right.
When they're going to be a sophomores and freshmen, but they're going to be new to the game, right? They're going to have to get experience, but they'll get a chance. I'll throw them right into the fire. That second week, we got a home event. They're going to play.
Yeah.
Big green, little green. Yeah.
Nice.
So they all get to play. All right, you listen to the buzz. 888-299-3151. Someone give us that first call before the break.
Bam.
Bob. Yep. Welcome back to the buzz. I have no idea what this is. The Go-Go's? Who's this?
Joan Jett.
Good job.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow. That was a guess. Look at him, look at him over here. All right, so we were just talking about it. We're going to go... First of all, we want to thank everybody for listening. This is... We get it. Believe me. We all get it. It's not getting easier. That's what I'll say about this lockdown, semi-lockdown, I guess we could call it. So we're going to go non-virus again the last hour and try to get away from it. It's hard to, but we're going to do it. We'll get into the sports, and you know, we got Maddie coming on at 11:05, and we'll have some fun with her. And we'd love to hear from you guys as well, what you're up to, what's going on. In your lives, because you know we're all getting to do some new things. I think that you know we just never took the time to do it.
Right.
You know,
watching
TV with my family is it's kind of cool. But the problem,
you know, I think one of the biggest things is just like families having supper together.
Yeah.
You know, if you got sport kids, you know they're always going, and now boom. Yeah,
my
together.
Daughter Ann. What are we having for dinner? What are we having for lunch? It's like we just ate lunch. What are you talking about? What are we?
Right.
Having? They've been doing a lot of cooking. Her and my bride. It's been pretty good actually. The one thing though we got to get rid of is the cell phones. I went within 2 hours of no cell phones last night. Just like you know, everybody's heads down in the house. You've got to. Who the heck invented the cell phone?
I know a lot of, you know, there's been different things going on with cell phones, which I think is fine. I mean, they're finding ways to use it. Like somebody was playing out in their backyard, they were playing out or something.
Right.
And they had like the thing, and you see it on the video, and then you got to beat that. You miss it or whatever, you get a letter. Okay, they're using it just to.
I know, but You can't go anywhere. Everybody's got their head down. If you actually get out in the world a little bit, I know you don't. You're in your you're working. You go home. You go fishing. But if you actually went to a mall, if you just went and walked around in a mall for say 2 hours, at least two people would bump into you.
Oh yeah,
because their head's down.
Yeah.
Oops. Sorry. Don't worry about it. I know you're on your phone. Like, it's just like it's crazy. And I've fallen into the trap. Like I have. I've fallen into it. I'm not throwing stones here. I said last night, let's put the damn phones away for 2 hours. Watch the movie. Three of us did, right? One couldn't, right? I did. We watched the movie.
Yeah.
It's just like we should have like a non-cell phone day, one a week. Just something. We got to have something.
And then you'd have 2 days of answering your messages.
No, you wouldn't. I think people would get used to it. I mean, that's how we lived.
Right.
You know, I heard the guy Coleman ask Greg, you think we'll ever get back to the way things were in the 80s? No. Right? We didn't have cell phones in the 80s. I had a dime in my pocket. Everywhere I went, I had to carry a dime.
To make Mother a telephone made me call.
To make a phone call if something happened. Right?
Yep.
Pay phone. It was a pay phone around every corner. I always had to have a dime in my pocket. That was one of the rules we had. I had many rules. You know, I think about it. I came home for dinner every single night during the week. We had dinner every single night.
Yep.
Me, my mother, and father. 5 o'clock.
Even with practices and everything?
Yep. Whenever I came home from high school, whatever it was, I'd practice at 3.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So
I think that's one thing that you miss, that doesn't happen now. And it's happening.
Well, I remember my mother used to make mashed potatoes, and I loved them to a point. But every time she'd get up and go to the bathroom, I'd get up and I'd scrape them things right in the garbage can and cover them up. I can't tell you how many times I did that. She was an amazing cook, you know. I do miss that. I miss that with my kids. We're getting into it a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
I think life as we know it, there is a ton of positive to take out of this. There really is. It's hard to see it, but there's a ton of positive to take out of this. If you could just break your day up. Like, obviously, I went to the dump again every day this week. I know you said you thought Ed told you that I'm not punching my ticket. That's not true. It's the honor system. I pencil them off. I go there every single day. That's part of it. We've been out looking at houses, just me and my bride riding around, looking at her out in the rain the other day.
Found any?
No. Found a piece of land, but I just don't think we could do that again.
How'd your little camp look to you when you went around?
Beautiful.
Pretty good, ain't it?
Nice job.
Yeah.
Really did.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come back with Matty McCorkle at the end of the break. You listening to The Buzz? Rich and Woodrow.
Bam!
Yep.
I'm your boogeyman. That's what I am. I'm here to do whatever I can. Be it early morning.
Hey, welcome back to The Buzz. Richard Woodrow. Hour number two. Here we come.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
Yep.
Who is it?
Matty McCorkle.
Matty, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's happening? How are you taking all this?
I'm just kind of staying at home with my family. We're not really doing much. We're kind of hanging low. Haven't killed each other yet, which is good so far.
First of all, I want to congratulate you on one heck of a career. Man, you were so fun to watch.
Thank you.
You were so fun to watch. I got to tell you, I went to that first Hanover Leb game at Hanover this year, and you totally dominated that game. I sent a text to Tim Kehoe after the game. I said, this is the truth. I said, you have to find a way to get Matty McCorkle off the ball defensively. He doesn't listen to me. I send him stuff all the time. I said, you got to get her away from the ball. Like, you just, it was crazy. That was, you totally, I don't know if you remember that as well as I do. You dominated that game. It was crazy to watch. And I got to say, as good as Rebecca Wright is, and a 3-time player of the year, you meant every bit as much to Hanover as she did to Lebanon.
Thank you.
I was thinking about it this week. Like, if you're not on the Hanover squad, that team probably is not a top four team. If Rebecca Wright's not on Lebanon, they certainly are not even close to one. Both you kids will be missed. I can't even imagine. I mean, I couldn't. I've been trying to think about all the great athletes that have come through this area. You have to be the top two best female athletes to ever come through this area. I couldn't even think of another one, honestly. And listen,
but
this
a
isn't
great
like
player and,
who. Yeah.
Becky's a great player, and it was so fun playing against her. I feel like Hanover Lub games like were definitely like one of like the best moments of my high school career, and it was like so fun like seeing like what they were gonna throw at us, and then
right.
like what we give back, and it was just it was awesome experiences.
So you actually played with a bunch of good teams though too, right? So you had the twins who kept getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
What were their names?
Lois and Diana. Yeah. So. Yeah, like Diana
Schwartz.
Was hurt my sophomore year. Or no, Lois was hurt my freshman year, and then Diana was hurt my sophomore year, and then my junior we had both of them, which was awesome. It was awesome.
And you guys won it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did you play on any team in the spring? Did you hop on one of those teams? Like field hockey or soccer? Do you play those sports?
Oh, field hockey and soccer. No, I don't play. I don't play a fall sport, no.
Did you think about it?
It's kind of hard because for lacrosse, our club season, we'd go to like Maryland and Florida like 3 or 4 times in the fall. So like I think I would like to if I had the chance, but I think it would have just been unfair to like whatever team I was on because I wouldn't be able to be there all the time.
Right. Yep, yeah. Coming and going. Yeah, that's tough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
but
yeah.
Some coaches might have found a spot for you. I think I might have excused you a couple weekends myself. So when this broke out, right, the virus comes out, you kind of thinking, like, what was your initial reaction? Because you had to be thinking, in the beginning, you didn't think that, I'm guessing you were thinking you were still going to get to play lacrosse in high school, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, it was upsetting. So, like, when we, after our quarterfinal game, we played Bo, and we were supposed to play Leb at Lead,
right.
Which would have been crazy. But when all this broke out, it got moved to Pinkerton, and then after that, it was kind of, like, we were told we're not going back to school. But, like, the deadline or, like, the predicted time that we're supposed to be back to school, like, it keeps changing. So I think at first I thought that, like, there was maybe a chance that I would get to play my spring season. But I think looking at it now, I mean, there's still a chance, but I think the chances are not as great now. But I think I mean, it's nothing I can do about it. I mean, it really stinks, and I wish I could have one more season with my team and, like, with my sister, who's a sophomore, before I leave for college. But it is what it is, so I'm not gonna like, get all upset about it because it's just how it is.
No, because this, you know what? And it's, like, I've said since this started, you look to your left, you look to your right. We're all going through it. You know, it's...
Exactly.
Whether you're an eighth grader or a senior in high school or a senior in college or graduating mm-hmm. from kindergarten, everybody, there's heartache everywhere you look. So it is what it is. You hit it right on the head, and we just got to get through it, and we will. So if we were in a perfect setting, in a perfect world, which we don't live in anymore, but if we were in a perfect setting, what would happen going forward for you? So what would your schedule look like after? Say you graduate from high school. Now you're getting ready to go on to Duke. When would you be going to Duke? Like, is that all planned out?
Well, I think I just go at the same time as a regular student because it's a spring sport. We have, like, fall games and, like, fall training, but there's really no need to, like, go early and
yep.
train.
Yep.
And, like the fall, kids who are playing sports in the fall. So I'll just go. I think it's, like, August 18th or something around there. So I'll just go then. But, yeah, it's kind of just, like, working out and training by myself this summer and getting ready to go. But I don't have to go earlier than the usual kids.
So you're gonna get to see Taylor Soule play next year. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I saw some video from when she played Duke basketball, I think.
I mean, she scored like 29 against North Carolina this year at home.
I know. I saw like on Instagram everyone reposting her stuff. It's pretty amazing to look at.
So you're going to be a Dookie Hoop fan, right?
Of course. I mean, I already am. I like this winter, I'm pretty sure my family and I watched like as many games, if not all of them, that we could.
So you march on into the sunset, and you have left your mark at Hanover High School. I know you don't think that way because you're just a young kid. But man, they're gonna miss you, kid. I gotta tell you.
Thank
I mean,
you.
You've been. I mean, how many varsity sports did you play? Did you play varsity all 4 years in basketball?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
See. We didn't even get to do that stuff. Me and Woody, we played varsity sports. You know when we played them? Our junior and senior year.
Yep.
That's it. He went on the pitch for the Red Sox.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. You kids get to, you know, I think basketball, the numbers are down a little bit, but still, that's unthinkable for us too, quite honestly.
Yeah, I'm really grateful. I had such good experiences on both teams, and I'm so lucky that I got to play on varsity all 4 years.
Good coaching. But, good coaching,
yeah.
Too, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Your hoop coach is right on it. He's a good man.
Mm-hmm. He is,
a
yeah.
Good man. So what are you thinking here? I got an email yesterday, and I'll let you go here, but I want to get your thought quick. I got an email yesterday, a petition of pass-fail courses at Hanover. You know anything about that?
Oh, yeah. I think a student started a petition. I mean, I'm luckily for me right now, I mean, I don't mind like a pass-fail or grading system, but I think it's for people who are worried that if a student has like a parent or like a grandparent who's sick and has to take care of them, or like yeah. They're sick, that they don't have to be worrying about like, you know, like maintaining their like 92 or above to get an A. Like it's kind of just like if you have to miss assignments because someone's sick, like there's less stress because it's just pass fail.
Right.
So I think that's the reasoning. I mean, they haven't
yeah.
come out with anything officially saying whether we're doing it or not, but I think that was the thinking behind it.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you cleared that up, because I was curious about it, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Oh,
I mean,
no, you're good.
I don't know why someone would send me the email. I live in Meriden. Okay, listen, I just want to, and I know I sound like I'm your biggest fan. And then I'm not trying to make you feel foolish here. I wanted to get you on. I wanted to talk to you. And then one thing, this is what I want to happen. When you see me, if you ever see me, I just want you to walk up to me and say, "Hey, Rich, I'm Maddie," right?
Okay.
Instead of make me feel like a jerk coming up, "Hey, Maddie, I'm the guy who interviewed you on the radio."
Okay,
right?
I will.
Because we already did that once. we're going to follow you. I want to have you on next year after you get out of your season. We want to know what it's like to be in a Division I University of Duke lacrosse team and all your experiences. And we wish you nothing but the best of luck. And thanks for coming
thank
on.
Thank you so much. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For having me. And thank you for all the support and kind words.
Yeah,
it's really,
no problem.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
You too. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Maddie McCorkle.
Pretty well spoken.
Wow, what a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody thought she was as great as I do, but she's special.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to the buzz, Rich and Woody. Give us a call at 888-299-3151. We're going to do that every week with somebody. We just started with the best.
Awesome action.
Over.
Like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. But they're at the front.
Superstitious.
Stevie Wonder?
Hit it.
Yeah. Welcome back to the bus.
Superstitious. Yeah. So I got to tell you, Parks, I went down and took my test the other night. Clean baseball. Remember the one I told you I had to go in and do? We got to do a background check and go through clean baseball now.
Yeah.
All them things. Whew, that's a lot of reading.
Where'd you do that?
Down in the Legion.
You pass?
100.
Did you really?
Yeah. Did you know if you saw a kid beating another kid with a baseball bat, that could be abusive?
No. No idea. Do you have anything about hazing?
Yep.
Hazing was part of it?
Yep. Hazing and just a bunch of... I mean, the way I look at the biggest thing was if you thought that this is going on, you got to call within 24 hours and make a report, true or false or whatever. And I don't know. It was kind of common sense, all the stuff they were talking about, but I guess they got to get it out there.
Did you watch the video?
Who is it?
Bob.
Bob.
Baker.
Hey, Bakes.
What's going on?
I just wanted to call you guys and thank you for being here on Saturday mornings, listening to you on the computer and cleaning the house. trying not to drive the bride crazy.
That's not easy, is it?
That's not easy.
How's that delivery going?
The landscape has changed dramatically.
Yeah. How does it change for you?
There's a lot of places we're not allowed in. They unload the freight. You got to tell them where their freight is, or they're loading the trucks without us being there, and they want you to sign the paperwork. You didn't even see the freight go on the truck.
Yeah.
It's precarious, and then there's no traffic whatsoever.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
I come over Killington yesterday afternoon, and before I saw my first car, I was in Queechee.
Wow.
That's quite a deal. You go
through Woodstock, the only thing open is the pharmacy and the gas stations. That's it.
Yeah, Vermont's really shut it down, right, compared to New Hampshire.
Yeah, the post office is open, and that's it. You go through Woodstock, you can pack a tractor trailer any way you want.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's helping.
I think it is. I mean, a lot of the businesses are still open, but some places you got to wear a mask, some places you don't. And like I said, some places you're not even allowed in. I don't know going forward what will happen, but I think a lot of your small businesses in Vermont, if they come out of this, they're going to be lucky.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah,
because they've shut it down over there till May 15th, and that's just right now. So who knows what's going to happen to them?
So
I went up to Killington. Go ahead.
Have you taken up fishing yet?
Not yet. I'm still cleaning the house.
Have you watched any movies?
A little bit of Netflix.
Yeah.
But I come home last Friday night, and I never left till I had to go to work Monday morning.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
And I broke down last Friday night a week ago coming out of Concord at exit 11, and it was around 10 minutes to 7, so started getting back, and it was raining. And the eeriest feeling come over me because there was nobody up here.
Right.
It's a Friday night on Interstate 89, which is usually bumper to bumper, and there was nobody out there.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just weird. Just weird.
Yeah. All right, Bob. Well,
thanks for coming.
Just want to thank you guys, and thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bobby.
Thank you.
Yeah, stay safe.
Take care. You too.
Who is it?
Hey, it's Hutch, man. What's going on, guys?
Hutch, what you do? Break your club down, Sala?
Hey, Dodge, just figured talk some sports, man.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? I'm curious. Who will make the biggest impact? Belichick by himself or Tampa Bay with Brady?
It's a tough question.
I think,
yeah, I know, right?
Tampa Bay hasn't made the playoffs in 12 years. How do you pick Tampa? They have the worst record. They're like 34. What did I read? They're 34-62 or something like that in the last 100 games.
Yeah. I know, man. But he's got some stud wideouts. They got a guy. I don't know. I think it's great for football. I'm really. Personally, you know me, I'm anti-Pats, but I think this is good for football. I'm really, really it's intriguing to see what's going to happen, you know, between the two. You know, I'm into it, you know.
Couple of things here. One thing, I'm glad he didn't go to Buffalo, because that would have made you guys a Super Bowl contender. Secondly, I think Cam Newton's coming to the Pats. There's no way the Pats are going with this quarterback, are they? The one they have right now?
You think Belichick's going to put up with Cam Shaft? I don't know, man.
I think so.
I don't know if that's going to work. Well, maybe. You know, I don't know. You know, they could use a mobile quarterback because their offensive line is going to be a little suspect, you know.
I'll tell you who's going to be available is the guy for Houston, Deshaun Watson. He's about had it with all the stuff going on there.
I know. That guy is such a – I don't understand that. One, I don't understand that at all. You know, I – whatever. You know, we need some moves. I mean – Hopkins is, I don't know, man. I've been hearing stuff that he didn't practice, and it was kind of, people were saying, hey, man, why, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, hey,
you know where, hey, Hutch, you know where the Super Bowl is next year?
Yeah, it's on Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah, no quarterback, no team has ever won the Super Bowl on their home field.
No, it's Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. That's pretty good.
No, he's trying to get the pattern for that, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
It's Tampa Bay and it's Tampa Brady. Those are two things he's trying to get a pattern for, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's not going to the Super Bowl. Cut it out.
No, but I bet he brings him. I bet he brings him to the playoffs.
Yeah, they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, and no, I think I don't know, man. It's great. It's intriguing. I really hope this thing passes, and you know, we get back into it because that's really good for football, you know. And it's unfortunate they don't play.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just unfortunate. That doesn't happen. But I don't know, man. I'm kind of digging it. Outside looking in, you know, because my Bills, I think we're okay. You know, we'll see what happens. That big trade, that helped in a big way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we'll see, man. You know, still got my tickets. Still go.
Wouldn't that be amazing? opening game, the first game of the year, Tampa Bay versus the Pats.
Oh, that'd be big.
I know. You know, if somehow they could fudge the schedule and do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that would be incredible. It'd be like a Super Bowl. Really?
Yeah. Hey, question for you, man. Golf clubs.
Yeah.
Those what are they? PPXs?
Oh,
does that ring a bell?
The PXGs.
Yeah. What do you think of those?
You're paying a lot of money.
Yeah. Are they worth the money?
What do you shoot?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking of going. I had my hip replaced, and I've been messing around, swinging. My son just bought some brand new Callaways, so he got me thinking, and I might treat myself.
Okay, Hutch, let's do this again. What do you shoot?
It depends. I have shot an 84 in Eastman.
Okay, so you're an 84 to 90 shooter.
No, and the next time out, I shot like 115.
Yeah, you don't need PXGs. No,
no.
Don't spend the money. You can get good. You can get a. I just got a new set of Callaway Mavericks. There, I love them. Right. You don't need to spend $1 million to be good at golf. Like you don't. Are who you are. Just get a set that's fit for you. Just go get fitted somewhere who's fitting them, and they'll do it.
Do you hit steel or?
I play graphite. I play graphite.
Yeah, see, yeah. Because I went back to my graphites a couple of years ago, and that's been helping.
Yeah, it helps you get the ball up in the air. Yep.
Yeah, but into the woods, you know what I mean?
Well, that's all right. You just got the wrong, stiffness, so your swing stinks. One of the two. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, if I can go 150, 200 into the woods, I'm happy, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
like
50 yards into the woods that piss me off, you know? I was figuring the draft is coming up. After the draft, man, we got to talk some football the rest of the way. We'll get out of this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, man. All right, awesome.
All right, man. Hey,
thanks,
Hutch. Up a valley.
I know. Let's keep chugging along.
All right, brother.
See you, man. Thanks for the call. There you go. A resident Bills fan.
Yeah.
PXGs, what do you shoot? Couldn't tell me. I knew that wasn't going to end well. He's talking, those clubs he's talking are like $2,400 for a set of irons, maybe?
Really?
Yeah.
What was that?
Go down to golf and ski hutch and get, when, as soon as they get back in action, go to golf and ski. They'll have a ton of great deals coming right out of this. And just go down there, there's a bunch of guys down there know their stuff.
Yeah.
And they'll put him on the swing monitor and he'll tell him exactly what he needs. Simple. Really easy.
What's that driver you used to hit in the snowstorm up the street?
The Epic.
Yeah. You still use that?
I still got it. Yeah.
Still like it?
I'm having a hard time. Love it. I actually got a second one because my shaft went bad. So I got a second one. And I just got the new Maverick. I don't know if the new Maverick's going to... I don't think I could hit a driver better than that Epic. I think that's the best driver I've ever had. I can still get it out to 280-ish, I can, if I pound one.
How'd your shaft go in it?
Different.
I mean, how did you know it went or whatever?
Well, I got fitted for the Mavericks out in California when I got fitted by Mickelson's guy. But as a rule, if you get fitted, at least for myself personally, for any decent player, the problem with being fitted is, like, so I'll go to the range and get fitted, right? Go to these beautiful ranges, private ranges.
Yeah.
And you just sit there and you hit full shots. But when you play golf, I rarely hit a full shot. Everything's three-quarter,
right.
Punch it. You know, I guide it around the course. And so my transition is way different in my backswing. So anytime I've got fitted for clubs, which has probably been 10, 12 times, I've never used the clubs. Crazy. This is the first set that I'll use that I got fitted for.
Who is it?
Hey there, gentlemen. Wishing you a happy Easter. And hope all's well.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing okay, Woody, like you. You know, we're kind of hanging in there, getting kind of tired of this stuff. But, hey, we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah.
How about your girl, Maddie McCorkle?
Oh, she's a sweetheart, isn't she?
What a nice kid.
Yeah. Oh, she's wonderful, wonderful. That whole family, I love them to death, you know. They're just great people. Yep.
So I don't think people know this, but they started in Windsor, right?
Correct, correct. Throodle Maddie was in seventh grade, and then they moved, you know, to be easier with the jobs for Sam and Vicky, and, we miss them as neighbors. They're just wonderful, wonderful people. The two girls were in our daughter's wedding, so.
Could you imagine her and Olivia Rockwood played on the same team at Windsor?
Oh, trust me, Rich, I've thought of that so many times, yeah.
That'd be like Joey.
Trust me.
That would have been like Joey Gillum playing with us. Like, that should have happened, too, you know, when I was coming through.
Yep.
Same situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've talked about that so many times down here, yep. No, she's a great kid. I wish her nothing but the best at Duke. And those kids are just special.
Grew up in Windsor, Vermont, and going to go play lacrosse at Duke University. How about that?
I know. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it'll be special to follow her. I'd love to be able to get down there and watch a game when she gets playing. You know, that would be, do they come up? How far up did they come, I wonder, Rich? You know, how far north?
I'd be surprised if they didn't schedule Dartmouth for a game with their father coaching at Dartmouth and stuff. Dartmouth was ranked fifth in the country when we shut it down, so like it wouldn't be a good game.
That's true. That would be a great thing for the whole area, you know, to go watch her. Yeah, that'd be special.
Yeah, really. I'd go.
We'll have to work. Me too, absolutely.
I'll make some calls.
I'm a baseball guy, but I'd be there.
I'll make some calls.
Take care now.
Okay, Bob. See you later.
All right, Bob. See ya.
Yep. Love you guys. Yep, bye-bye.
Take care. Happy Easter. That's your sidekick.
Yeah.
All right, the Jackson 5.
Hey!
Taking us to break. Listen, keep the calls coming. We love the calls. You know that. 888-299-3151. The Buzz.
Bam!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey, welcome Welcome to the bus.
What you doing now?
We need to thank the sponsors. Ford of Claremont. The studio. We're in the Ford of Claremont studio. Allen's Vending. And the hotline. Bubba's Bar and Grill.
Bubba's.
Golf and Ski Warehouse, the crowd pleaser. Jake's Market. JS Auto Body, Pete and Toby, Kidder's Automotive.
They can't fix it, scrap it.
Lowen Windows and Frankie O'Donnell.
Can hear the wind blowing, just call Lowen.
Marsh Brothers Deli, open 5 days a week, 7 to 3. Buddy, you got to get that open Saturday mornings, kid. Think about that, though. 7 to 3, what? I don't. If you're open, you're open, right?
Right.
I know you can't work all the time, but boy, that's Saturday morning.
You'd like slide
by. I think
you
got to do the Sport Buzz special, don't you? Open from 7 to noon on Saturdays. Little lunch, little breakfast on the way in, lunch on the way out. HP Roofing, they're not goofing, they're roofing. TBW Automotive, Upper Valley Stoves with Shawnee Griffin. William Smith Auctioneers, Wilson Tire, kept me rolling along again this week. Big Metal Sawmill with Bruno and Martin's Mechanical. Jamie Martin, thank you so much. We're thinking of you. We're thinking of everybody. So
that's pretty good that all them sponsors are hanging in there. Yep. This, you know, what we're going through. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. So the values of pro baseball teams came out. Number one, who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
What's the question again?
Who's worth the most? What baseball team's worth the most? Major League Baseball. Come on, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think. Atlanta Braves.
Yankees. $5
billion. $5
billion? They're worth.
Where are the Red Sox?
Number three. We can't afford Mookie Betts, but we're worth $3.3 billion. The Boston Red Sox. We couldn't afford to pay Mookie $35,000 a year. $35 million a year. What?
Mookie went to the Dodgers. We got their players. Now Mookie's a free agent. He could be back.
He's not.
Somebody knew something that we didn't at the time. He's not. Now we're going to grab him back.
You know, but you can't afford Mookie Betts. You're worth $3.3 billion, and we're cutting payroll.
I know.
It's senseless. Listen, I get the Brady thing. He's 43. He gave you 20 great years. I understand that.
Yeah.
Right? I understand both sides of that. One guy wants to be appreciated, and the other guy thinks he's old, and then he's gone by. I get that.
Right.
I don't get
we're
the Mookie
trading
Betts.
Hall
you can't
of Famers.
Tell me. Right? We got rid of Babe Ruth. That didn't work out great.
No.
Right? I'm just saying. So the Sox are third. Dodgers are second at $3.4 billion. The Cubs are $3.2 billion. This is billion. Right? San Francisco's $3.1 billion. Mets, $2.4 billion. Cardinals, $2.2 billion. Philly, $2 billion. The Phillies, imagine
that. Boy, they've
had
some people.
Huh?
They've had some people.
They're paying off
the
cabbage.
They had one of the best pitching starting staffs in the league and couldn't do it.
We think of Miami as being a dud, right?
Yeah.
Don't we? The Marlins?
Yeah.
They're last, and if they sold that club today, the guy would get $980 million for it. And that's the worst in Major League Baseball. So anybody...
And I wonder what he paid for it at the time.
Yeah, not much.
No. So he'd be making...
I wonder
some...
what it sold for. You could look that up, Tyler, if you could. What the Miami Marlins sold for last time they sold them. It's $980 million, and they are like, nobody goes to the games. They don't win any games, right? They're just, I don't even know why they're in the league, honestly. Next to last is KC. They're worth a billion.
Did you want the Miami number?
Yeah, what'd the guy pay for?
In 2017, when the group of people bought the Marlins, they sold for $1.2
billion. Wow. I wonder if it's
unbelievable.
They sold for $1.2 billion and it's worth $980. That's not a great investment.
No.
They've just torn that team down and done nothing with it. Right. They're the Orioles.
Well, isn't that...
The Orioles are worth $1.1 billion. Tampa's worth $1 billion. The average is $1.8 billion. Bless you.
Is that where Beckham come from? Did they not win a World Series and then Beckham came here to Boston?
Who's Beckham?
You mean Josh Beckett?
Beckett, Yeah.
They won one with him, and then he came here.
Yeah, they won.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck
it. Yeah, because we couldn't believe they were selling off their players, and that was the downfall.
Yeah, yeah, they got rid of Beckett and Miguel Cabrera, too.
Yeah.
Wow. What's his name played for them, too? The guy who plays for the Yankees, Stanton, didn't he?
Yeah, Stanton left. They've had so many. Yelich left, too. They've had so many all-stars and just let them go because they're trying to save money, apparently.
So put this in perspective. The Cowboys are worth $5.5 billion. They're worth more than the Yankees, and the Yankees are number one. $5.5 billion. America's team. And they can't pay Dak Prescott.
Sounds like they don't want him.
They gave Amari Cooper $100 million. Did you see Rex Ryan get in some trouble? He called Amari Cooper a bad name.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
How foolish can you be? In this era, you're going to say that about a player when you're a commentator in that sport and a former coach? Like, what are you doing?
Not good news.
Is he getting fired for that?
Not that I know of, but...
Boy, I would think he would. It's the stuff people get fired for nowadays.
Right.
Like, seems so minor, compared to yesteryear. But, I mean, he called him a turd.
Right? Yeah.
You can't do that. Like, what are you doing? I saw that replay. I'm like, what? I had to play it over a couple times. Like, thinking, what are you doing? Like, you can't. That's not allowable. You don't say that about a person. I mean, maybe at home by yourself, but certainly not on a podcast. I can't imagine Amari Cooper took that too well.
No.
He came back and apologized for it, but that's a little late. Isn't it? Just kidding? How does that...
I was just kidding.
Yeah, right. How does that come out? Right? I don't know. So listen, back to the diet. UpperValleyBuzz@gmail.com. Just send me a little email. Tell me why you feel like, what you want to do. Or is your goal to lose weight, to feel better? And next week I'm going to come on the show. And if it needs to be a secret, it'll be a secret. I don't care either way. I know for a lot of people who are doing this in our group, we probably have like 10 people who don't want anybody to know.
Right. Right.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. UpperValleyBuzz@gmail.com is the email. It's easy to find. Just go on the website. Send me a little email, and I'll pick a winner. The All-Decade Football Team. So we were talking about Wade Phillips last week, right? We told the story about Bum Phillips and the running back, Earl Campbell, running the mile. But he went on to say also, he talked about the three greatest coaches he thought were Don Shula, Bear Bryant, and Belichick. And he said all three had the same characteristic. They could do the same thing. He said they could literally go to a football game and coach either team and win the game.
Really?
So he said, like, if the Patriots, just say the Patriots went and played the Bills, right?
Yeah.
Belichick was coaching the Patriots. He thinks the Patriots would win. If Belichick was coaching the Bills, he would think the Bills would win. That's the kind of coach that he feels like. Don Shula was the same way, Bear Bryant and Belichick. What a compliment that is.
Yeah.
All-decade team came out this week. Football, 8 unanimous. Brady, Watt, J.J. Watt, Adrian Peterson, Von Miller, Aaron Donald, Joe Thomas, Marshall Yanda, and Justin Tucker, kicker. Quarterback, Rodgers. Wide receivers, Fitzgerald, Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones. Coaches, Belichick, Pete Carroll. Tight ends, Travis Kelly, Gronk. And then just the normal, Richard Sherman, Revis.
Really?
Defensive back, and Patrick Peterson. Yeah, kickers were Gostkowski and Justin Tucker. Pretty good. Brady.
Did Patriots get rid of their kicker?
He's hurt.
Yeah, he's gone.
Is he done?
I thought he was. They're going to need new
kickers. Had like 5 of them last year.
Yeah.
Didn't they have like 4?
Just shanking them.
You think there'd be more going on? They're kind of like quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
There are like 10 or 12 really good ones. And then it's just...
Shankers.
That tough. You think these soccer players would?
Yeah.
The money. There's a lot of pressure on you, though. That's an underrated position. I don't care what people say. That's not.
I mean, these games are coming down. You got a lot of pressure on.
Cold weather, wind blowing, 75,000 people, and another 5 million watching you. Like Vinatieri and the Super Bowls and stuff.
Oh, yeah. People, didn't they take the snowblower and clear the snow and kick it?
Yeah, in the playoffs.
Yeah. Why not?
Cheaters. That's what all started. That's when all the cheating started.
Yeah.
Right? Seriously, I'll bet you Hutch will say that, too. He's listening. He said, yep, he remembers that. The Tuck rule. That came, right? The Brady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything was about the Pats. So football, looks like they're going to get rid of the pass interference replay. It sounds like it. It just went through one channel. Now it's got to go to the owners.
Why not?
They're going to get rid of that, and they're trying to get rid of... You know how at the end of the game, when Tennessee stalled last year in the playoffs?
And
the
two
teams did it last year. The Patriots did it one game. Tennessee did it. They're trying to get rid of that rule, too. So, you know, just what they kept doing, taking penalties.
Snapping, letting the 30-second clock and everything run down. And then remember, there was a penalty. It moved them
penalties.
Back.
Yeah.
And
they were taking a penalty.
They took like a minute and a half, 2 minutes right off the clock.
Yeah. All right. One more. About 8 minutes left. We come back. Give us a call. 888-299-3151. The Buzz.
Bam.
Elton.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good movie, too. That's another one I watched.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. Really good. All right, so Jameis Winston. Quick, yes. Said it was an honor to be replaced by Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Kudos to me.
Yeah. That's just what I thought when I was sitting in Fenway. And they told me I wasn't going to the playoffs, that Tom Seaver was going. I probably didn't feel the same way.
You didn't say kudos to yourself?
No. He was hurt. He weren't pitching, and I was able to pitch. And
what'd you say to him?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? You said you're not on the roster? You said, all right, see you later?
Yeah.
Packed your stuff and came home to Estes and Gallo?
Yeah.
You never said a word?
I didn't say nothing to him. Sometimes that's better than talking to him.
Did you go back the next year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My kids were looking up your stats the other night. I could hear them talking.
Yeah.
How much would he make? This, that. Yeah, they were looking. I said, yeah.
It was a whole bunch.
Now you made over $100,000 one year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Back then, in the 80s? Are you kidding me? Like, Barb was trying to explain it to the kids because, you know, that's... What'd she say it was worth? So, it was 120 maybe, they said you made? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
$120,000, and that's equivalent to 240 now in today's world. Pretty good.
I mean, you think about today's. I mean, them minor leaguers going up and making 600.
No, I know that. I understand that. Yeah. I'm just talking about.
I mean, I told you before, the major league minimum in 1981 was $30,000 a year.
And now it's 400 something?
600 and something.
It is?
Yeah.
Wow. How about that? Yeah, but don't listen. Back in the 80, whatever, $100,000, that was, you were Howard Hughes back then. That's a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
Think about that, how long ago that was. That was 35 years ago. It's pretty good.
Went right out and bought a new ugly stick.
Did you? Fishing pole? Is that the first thing you bought? $6 Kmart.
Oh, no, we were fishing there. Mike Greenwell sold. Mike Greenwell used to fish with us. He said, I'll buy the bait tonight. He said, I just signed a pretty good contract. He said, I'll get the bait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you remember the first check you got? Do you have the first check you ever got?
No.
You don't?
No. No.
So like in the playoffs.
I didn't think I was going to get paid.
How about in the playoffs and stuff, though? Did you get playoff money?
Yeah.
Did they? Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
So they just, that was a bonus, right?
Yeah. That was one of the ugliest deals there was. Just greedy. Them guys are greedy. A lot of them are greedy.
Yeah.
They were back then. They had one of the worst player dividing shares ever in the major leagues.
In 86?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So who were greedy? The players?
Yeah.
You weren't in on the meeting, though, right?
No. I couldn't because I weren't there for
all you
year.
Know is that you got a check.
Yes. Yep.
And it got mailed to you. You opened up and said, hey, Anthony, look at this. We're getting lobsters tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the best thing you ever bought yourself when you were playing?
You at the Wire? Ugly stuff.
No, you bought a truck, didn't you?
No, I went to spring training in my F-150 with a plow frame on the front.
You never bought a truck?
No.
Built a house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty good. I don't care. You pitched in the major leagues. We take you for granted. Seriously, you pitched in freaking Fenway Park, Yankee Stadium, you name it, right? Did you ever pitch in Dodger Stadium?
No. No, we
no
didn't.
No National League back then, right?
Right. Yeah. We didn't have it.
Right, yep.
It was just starting. I caught a lot of it in AAA.
Yeah.
You know, the inner thing playing, but.
Interleague. All right.
Yeah.
UpperValleyBuzz@gmail.com. Send me an email. I'd love to hear your story, what you want to do. Thank you so much for the calls today. You make the show. Maddie, thanks for coming on. You're awesome. Don't worry about the horses being blind. Just load the wagon. We'll be back next week better than ever. You listen to Buzz, Rich and Woodrow.
Have a happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Be safe. Over.